Page 16. Adventures for a Cause. These trips are exciting and charitable, but not for the faint of heart. This Saturday, on the windswept plains of Mongolia, 35 riders will line up and then explode into action, galloping over the steppe. This is the beginning of the world's longest horse race, the Mongol Derby. Participants spend 10 days traveling its nearly 1,000-kilometer-long route, or rather, en route. They choose their own path across the vast Mongolian wilderness, occasionally checking in at rest stations to change horses. Riders may choose to sleep in tents at these stations, enjoying the local hospitality, or they may prefer to sleep in the open under a night sky sprinkled with stars. These riders are following in the hoof prints of Genghis Khan and his ancient Mongolian warriors. Like those warriors, they have a mission, but instead of conquering the world, their goal is to save it. For charity, the Mongol Derby is one of several events organized by the Adventurists, a team of courageous, eccentric adventure lovers. The adventures are for fun, but a noble purpose can make any experience more exciting. So participants must raise at least £1,000 for charity to enter. At least half of this goes toward rainforest conservation, so future generations have somewhere to get stuck. What if you want to experience an adventure for a cause, but horses aren't your thing? Never fear, there are others to choose from after raising that £1,000. The Mongol Rally. What's more exciting than a 16,000-kilometer road trip across mountains, deserts, and other rugged terrain? Doing it in a vehicle with an engine smaller than 1.2 liters. Mongol Rally participants follow another en route that consists of a starting point in the UK, a finish line in Ulaanbaatar, Mongolia, and nothing in between. After all, it's an adventure, not a guided tour. The Rickshaw Run. When asked how to travel across India, almost no one would say, drive a rickshaw. These three-wheeled, 145.45cc vehicles were built for short trips on roads, not a 3,000 to 5,000-kilometer journey. Attempting this journey sounds utterly crazy, but it can be great fun. Just watch out for cows in the road. The Bajaj Rally. Even more impractical than India's rickshaw is Indonesia's Bajaj or tuk-tuk. These motorized rickshaws are loud, poorly designed, and prone to breaking down. But that didn't stop adventure seekers from taking them through jungles and over mountains, finding their own routes across Indonesia. Although discontinued, this adventure lives on in people's memories. The Ice Run. Those willing to brave frigid temperatures can try the Ice Run, driving old Ural motorcycles across Siberia in February. Usually rusty, with a design that has remained unchanged since before 1939, these vehicles are sure to break down at some point. But to the adventurists, that's part of the excitement. So is the weather. Often with temperatures around minus 30 degrees Celsius, sometimes colder, with 40-mile-per-hour winds. The Moto Taxi Junket. Continuing the trend of traversing the world's wildest terrain in the world's least reliable vehicles, the adventurists present the Moto Taxi Junket. Peru's moto taxis resemble 125cc scooters with a wide seat on the back and minimal steering and brakes. Riders take them across Peru, traversing mountains so high that the moto taxis' motors sometimes struggle to start, then plunging into the Amazon rainforest basin. So, there you have it, six of the craziest journeys ever. Do you have a taste for adventure, a disregard for comfort or safety, and a desire to help save rainforests? Then join the adventurists in their quest to make the world a better and more exciting place. Word bank. Faint of heart. Traveling to a foreign country on your own is not for the faint of heart. Windswept. Children love to fly kites on the windswept beach. Eccentric. Zoe's eccentric uncle keeps trying to keep wild animals as pets. Conservation. Ian started an organization to encourage conservation of the environment. Rugged. Winnie loves hiking through rugged mountains. Utterly. Victor was utterly amazed to learn that his childhood friend was now a famous actor. Impractical. Tina could barely walk in her impractical high-heeled shoes. Prone. I think I need a new computer. Mine is prone to turning off without warning. Frigid. Simon was exhausted after spending hours shoveling snow in the frigid weather. Traverse. The settlers built a bridge to let them traverse the river more easily. Minimal. The accident left Rosa with minimal use of her arm. Disregard. By his rude comments, Percy showed a disregard for other people's feelings. More information. Step. Hoofprint. Rally. Rickshaw. Junket. Talk about it. Would you like to participate in any of these adventures? If so, which ones and why? If not, why not? Have you ever done something difficult or dangerous just for excitement? What was it? If you went on an adventure to raise money for a cause, what cause would you choose? Why?